padre mora.
Tam je to tam si bez chalenke. I like to stay over. And the hair. The Rambam starts Hilchis Chaneke. Loshen Rambam is Hilchis Chaneke. This is Rambam Hilchis Chaneke, and the end of Seder Zmanim is Hilchis Chaneke. And the Shaila is Sibah Klau that is a Chinuk to Vishnu the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Now what to be master? Siddhar Sefer Shulchan Aruch, Siddhar Sefer Rambam. What is the difference between the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch is all the halakim in Shulchan Aruch. Siddhar Ein Chele as heis Oirach Chai. Oirach Chai means the schedule Oirach Chai lemalo lemaskil. The schedule of every day. And as the Shulchan Aruch and the Chaim Tagel was mistaken with the schedule, it starts Hilchos Ashkamat Aboiker, Metilat Yadayim, Shoyota, Tzitzit, Tfilin, Krishne, Shmoneser, Beit HaKnesses, Metilat Yadayim Veseudo, Amoitzi, Bekazamozen, Shabbos. And as if it goes the order what you have to do every day, Rosh Chodesh Kumtachdem, then Pesach, and the Yom Tov. Das ist der Seder im Shulchan Aruch. Rambam ist der andere Seder im Ganzen. Es ist noch Ulu in der Rambam. Shulchan Aruch ist der Ulu, das ist der Seder im Moedim. In der Rambam ist der Seder in Yad HaChazoke. Es stand in der Beginning in Yad HaChazoke der Seder am Mitzvah, der Ulu ist der Mitzvah. Noch der Seder auf der Mitzvah ist der Loche. Der Seder. Because the Rambam is not Eir HaChaim, the Rambam is not the schedule of life, the Rambam is the Seder HaMitzvah, first the Tariyag Mitzvah, and then is the order. What is the difference between Rambam and Shulchan Aruch? The difference in every Siman in Shulchan Aruch is the difference between the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. The difference between Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. In the Shulchan Aruch, Lemoshel, you'll find Hilchis Pesach. After you'll find Hilchis Chanike, Hilchis Purim. Every day to know what to do. The schedule, the calendar. You get up in the morning first, and every hour what to do. Then every week is the Shabbos, every month is the Rosh Chodesh. Then the order is the Yontes. And you open the calendar, you find the right day, and you know what to do. The Rambam is a Sefer Halacha. It's a Sefer Yad. Yad HaChazaka. Lemoshel. Hilchis Yom Kippur. In Shulchan Aruch, Hilchis Yom Kippur. When I get up in the morning in Yom Kippur, I will look in the calendar, I will start Yom Kippur, I know what to do. In Rambam, Hilchis Shvitas Oser. It's not Hilchis Yom Kippur, it's not Hilchis Shvitas Oser. To get weiter. It's not Hilchis Pesach in Rambam, Hilchis Chomet Sumata. Hilchis Chomet Sumata. Yudah. Lemoshe, it's not Hilchis Rish Hashanah in Rambam, it's Hilchis Tkiya Shofar. It's not Hilchis Purim in Rambam. Avot, you have to know Keseder in Rambam to visit Shulchan Aruch. And then the order is also like that. In the Rambam, the order of Seder's man in gold, Chanukah is the last one. First they write the Divinity, Chanukah is the last one. And Shulchan Aruch, the Moshul, first Chanukah and then Purim. In the order of the year, we start the calendars in Pesach, so Hilchis Purim will be after the Chanukah. Because in the day, Chanukah comes before. Those are the cloud tradition stands. They don't share about the wisdom. Those are the tzulah from Rambam and those are the tzulah from Shulchan Aruch. Retzer Betash, if this is the cloud, so lechule gedab zayin, alle halachas shtim. The ganze Rambam shtim. And the ganze Shulchan Aruch. Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Pesach, and the Umar Zayin, Rambam, Chometzumatesh, Vissaf Oso, Ki Hashoifo, Rola loch it doesn't stay. Hilche is Chanukah. Also the Hilche is Chanukah. Had to be Hilche, and that look at Nel Chanukah. Within this cloud, in Rambam is no day. It's only a loch. Gidab Zayin, Hilche is, had look at Nel Chanukah. Why the Rambam says, Hilche is Chanukah? Ashtarke Rola. So, לכו מכניה של זה, מתעבור, גירות, אם אתה מתחול לכם לאמריקה, עם רמב״ם, עם בהקדומה, זה ספר עמית ציין לך זוקה, ורמב״ם זוקה בהקדומה, זה אומר, ורמב״ם זוקה בהקדומה, ציין לך זוקה, ורמב״ם זוקה בזה. קוראתי לחיבור הזה משנה תוירו, why this ספר is called משנה תוירו, משנה תוירו, קוראתי לחיבור הזה משנה תוירו, שעוד עוד לא ימד תוירו שבקסב, תנך, ואחר כך לא ימד הספר הזה, ושוב אינו צורך לשום ספר. וידע כל התרקולו. If you learn תנך מטרמבם, you know כל התרקולו. This made some people that had a mistake, they wanted to make people to learn רמבם רמי, they thought they were not going to do the רשמות. אז זה תקן, זה תקן את הרמבם. In Rambam is mashma, all of them made safer there. You look at the reason of the Takone, so it's even by Rambam. יאללה אתה מתחור, אתה עושה את הסוגיה הכי גם זה רמב״ם. חוץ מפשוט לרצות את הסדר הלוכה, ואיזה הסוגיה זה גם זה רמב״ם. רמב״ם עושה זה כמעט תקיצור, לא יסוגיה כמי שתיק את הסדר הלוכה. אבל חוץ מפשוט לסוגיה זה רייבד, so the Rambam states that the Sefer is Mishnah Torah, Birkan Torah. The man you know called the Rekuda. The man you know called the Rekuda. So the Rambam is written to a person that will learn Tanakh, so we learn Rambam and we know all the Tanakh. Along with Rambam, the person learns only Tanakh and only Rambam. And we'll listen out. And we'll listen out. Yetzias Mitzrayim, he will know. Pesach, he will know. Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shekin Teire. Megillah Esther, he will read in the Megillah. Tisha B'Av, he will know Eicho. He will know an Eicho, an Yirmiyahu. And this is an Adachim. The ganze Torah Kula you could learn from the Tanakh. All of the stories, Shiva Aso B'Tamuz, Aso B'Tavis. One Zach, if you learn Tanakh, you don't know. The story of Chanukah. Because after the Tanakh. So if a person will learn Tanakh and will learn Rambam, he will not know the story. He will not know the story. Zotter Azei, the Rambam in Hilchis Chanukah was Meshane the Seder from Ali Halochet. And if you start the Moshe Hilchis Chomet Tumato, the Rambam said Hilchis Chomet Tumato, was the first Halochet in Chomet Tumato. Kol Arichel Kizayit Chomet Zeta, Chai Skoret. Shoifo. Mitzvah Rosh Hashanah. Mitzvah Tzeh Shoteh Lishmoyat Kol Shoifo. Sukkot, Asukkot Teishu. Lulet. Every Mitzvah. Purim, קריאת המגילה בזמן, הלכת חנק יצאת, ובי שמיק שמלכוס יום עוזר, כדי לא עשה לפרוע את ביקרו דופום, ולעינוך הולי תמלעת את בטרו במצוות, פושטויות וממומנות, וזה נכנסו לאיכות פוסו ופרופס, פרק נבל, why the Rambam starts to say the story in הלכת חנק? And הלכת states that the Rambam doesn't say the story. And הלכת states that the Rambam doesn't say the story. And הלכת חנק מגילה, he doesn't write the story. And I thought the table is a story. Why in Chanukah Rambam writes the story? book, the Poshuk, where the Rambam writes the story. And all the other halachas, the Rambam does not write the story. Because the person that read Tanakh knows the story from the Tanakh. Now, Sheikin and Chanukah, the person who learned Tanakh, he tells another story of Chanukah. So the person will listen to the Rambam, and he will learn Tanakh, his Rambam. He will not know what happened in Chanukah. He will never know what happened in Chanukah. The man of the Rambam in his Chanukah had to start to write the story. And all the other halachas that are never written in the story. Only Michal Chanukah. The Rav Chanukah is made for a person that learns the Nazi Rambam. The Nazi Rambam, the latest kid in the Nazi Chanukah. So first of all. The man of Ken Mizan has it. All of the mitzvahs, we said that Rambam is a statement of some people that wanted to carry mitzvahs. One of the person wants to do lulav. He read in the Torah that you have to take a lulav in Sukkot. So when Kum Sukkot, he opens the Rambam, Lulav, I will open a Lulav. When comes Purim, he knows he has to read Megillat Esther. Azuch, where do you read Megillat Esther? He opens the Rambam, he reads Megillat Esther. On the Rasikum Chanukah, he never learned the Gemara yet, he doesn't know that he has to light a candle on Chanukah. So the Rambam can write, Hilchot Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. Ner Zotet, you light Ner Chanukah Bichlal. All the other Zaken I know from the Torah. Then I will read the Torah, and I will tell you, I will direct you exactly how to make every mitzvah. Of the Chanukah, if a person only learns Torah, they can stop the Chanukah. So the Seder HaZorim does Zayin, Hilchis Chanukah. Don't prevent the Seder HaZorim, Hilchis Chanukah. Okay, here's the only time the Rambam has to start the day. So the Rambam, Hilchis Chanukah, is given a Nes, given a Meisre, and the Reis Vos, Megimach Matakone. So, Tzit, Mikam, those are Tashtes HaZorim. Aber drush mir ken sagen, aber drush mir ken sagen, das ist nur für da. Da ist diesen Chanukah zu alle Jungen Tage. Diesen Chanukah zu alle Jungen Tage. Chanukah, all of the Jungen Tage in the Moshe Hashone. Is a Yontef, and you have to blow Shofar. Sukkot is a Yontef, and we don't know the Lule. Yom Kippur is a Yontef, Yom Kodesh, so that in Tainis, you know, Chamisha Sigufim, and Chanukah is a Fakir. Chanukah tifakel. The chesed the yom is yomei halal voidor. And the candles and the nail is one din. If you look at Lashon HaGemara, v'achar kach kovu yomei halal voidor. The Chanukah doesn't say, v'achar kach kovu lehadlik neiret Chanukah. Neiret Chanukah are chelik fi yomei halal voidor. The chesed the yom of Chanukah is yomei halal voidor. Not yuchis adlokas hanel. The Yom is Chanukah, and what suit me in Chanukah? Is a Kalan, that the Rambam, and Meshabeach, and Mephtayel at Hashem, and via Zey, with candles. But the Chesed, the Yom is Chanukah. And the Chesed, the Yom is Chanukah, is Hilchot is Chanukah. Not Hilchot is Hadlokas HaNer. You see, when the Rambam Bakel, the Mashma, the Neilus, a Chelik from Chanukah. And on the Yom, the Yom is Sido. The Rambam says the Mitzvahs. And Chanukah, the Chanukah is Chelik from the Yom. אבל חניקה זה חלק מן היום, ומאל זה גם ברוב דרס, הלכת חניקה. So this is all about the הקדומה, what I like to give before we start the Mesidah. So לא מהם צריך להניץ את הרביסנות, מתלב לי כעת מנצימחה, הוא נעשה מכיכון הרי הרביסנות, גשמע בדברתי. It's Alamo, I'm a stupid Alamo, you know, it's the Shiva's vote and not, you know, I'm talking about David, it was the Shiva's vote. But if you see the Alamo, I'm ready to hear it, Remish at the Zelda Zach. You know, the Vander Zach. But if I see the Alamo, I want to hear it, and the Alamo, I'm ready to hear it, so that's that, we can read it. The Gemara Zok, in Shabbat, the Nusach, אומר רבינו סנדסים לוי מי תכסים והבוי ריק ונזו לפרשה אין בוי מים said that they put Yosef in the boy ray the boy ray ain't mine there's no water in the boy think the Gemara is this Mimashma Shenemar the boy ray Mimashma Shenemar the boy ray ain't your idea that ain't by mine if it says the boy ray versteht man that ain't by mine what the Pasuk has to say the boy ray ain't by mine והבוי ריק, זה לא שני גמורי נמאש משנמר והבוי ריק אין בי יודע שאין בי מים? מה תלמוד לא אמר אין בי מים? מים אין בוי מים אין בוי אבל נחושים והקרבים יש בוי יודי כמובן אבל נחושים והקרבים יש בוי זאת אומרת, אין מים לבוי גמורי זאת אומרת, בוי מוז ריק אין בי מים אבל הוא גיוון בנחושים והקרבים לגמור את ממשיך ואומר רב יינסן ברסים לוי נר חניקה שניחו למעלו מעשרים אמו פסולו ונר חניקה נוספות למעלו מעשרים אמו פסולו מייתיים מהם יש לגמור את פרס וישרת בעיני שרצו מיינסן לגמור one story about the water that they put him inside the water the boir והבוי ריק אין בי נחושים והקרבים אבל אין בי מים אבל יש בי נחושים והקרבים ואומר רבי אליעזר בר סימלוי נרחני כשהניחו למעלה מעשרים אמו פסולו כסוכה וכמורי משום דבר ישר אותו מהן פרק נבאות כל איזה שייך לצבי של דבי דמיין זה בפשטונים זה סיין פרסן אומר רבי אליעזר בר סימלוי והבוי ריקי במים מה שאמרנו במים אני יודע שבמים אני אמרתם אלוהים אני במים הנכון של הקרן מי יש להם ואומר רבי אליעזר בר סימלוי נרחני כשהניחו למעלה מעשרים אמו פסולו זה סיין אני אסך בו לנשאפי, אז זה סיים נראה עם הלב מיימת אבל זה נשא אמת אבל אם זה תלכו מה והם דיסו מיימת בוא נעשה את שואר וואן אין דה נאמת, וואן אמרו אני עוד בוא נדיף את נאמת זה בזאת אתה דיף את נאמת בשם רבי אליס אין אייבשיט איך אתה שווה את נאמת זאת רבי אליס אין אייבשיט לכאו נראה אצל זה הרבה ריק אין בי מים ואני אחים מונת רואי צריכים תבינו מה תקיר לי אייסף They didn't want to kill Yosef. So the man, they put him in a bed and they don't have water. So if there's a shayla, Eilech and I mean there's no water inside. But the night is given to Nechoshim ve'akrabim. And the Gemara does in Yevomet, that if a person falls into a boil of Nechoshim ve'akrabim, me'im him all of Shemet. He could be matir his agune, because it's for sure that he died. So if it's for sure that he died, if it's for sure that he died, it's not perfect that he died, so the Achim are considered Roitzi. The Achim are considered Roitzi. So both of the Gantz and Maile from Zahab Boi Reik Elim Boi Maim, Aber Yesh Boi Nechoshi Vak Rabim, so why do Roitzi? The Teres is, the Boi, I said it earlier, it's an Ivy Sheet, the Boi Vai Stoich was Omoik, Lamata Meestri Mabo. Lamata Meestri Mabo, Lishalta Beheine, so the Achim didn't see Nechoshi Vak Rabim, the Meile, they're about to throw him into the bar. Don't be the Shaykh, the solution to Meile Meile. And as they state in Chalukah Tateo. And as they state in Chalukah Tateo. Although this vote is also very schwer. Don't be the Pshat, Lemala Mehesri Mamo, Lishal Te Beyeine. You go on the street, you don't see Zach and Lemala Mehesri Mamo. You see, it's not so clear. They shout at the end, you don't see so close. But the God is wrong to him, I've added the Achim are wrong to him. If they put Yosef in a boil. If they put Yosef in a boil, that Yosef in a rush of a crab, then the Achim are wrong to him. The Achim are wrong to him. So what is the terrace that is given to Mama Master Mama? That's not a terrace. That's not a terrace. So the whole of the MS of Pshat is as if. That's a chayim good. This is a big issue. I want to be mazbir of very close. That's a chayim. Avad the Achim stayed in Rashi and Atere. They went, they wanted to kill Yosef and he's given a Pshat that Yosef is chayim Misa. Yosef is chayim Misa. But they didn't want to pass in a Yosef that is Chayim to be their other, to kill him. They decided to put him to a boil full of snakes. If the snake will bite him, it's a raya that he deserves Misa. And if he's a tzaddik, if he's a sheep taker, the animals can't magic him. And they shake him Rashi on a tail. This was the cheshman of the Achim. Not even the cheshman of the Achim. A posh the cheshman. So they put him in the boil, and the snakes didn't eat him. And the Akram didn't eat him. If they put him in the boil and the snakes and the Akram didn't eat him, the chulah is a raya b'chulah. But yes, it is a tzaddik. It is a raya b'chulah that Yosef is a tzaddik. The Achim had to pull out Yosef and b'liyot. So it's a raya b'chulah. It's a raya b'chulah that Yosef is a tzaddik. So it's a raya b'chulah that Yosef is a tzaddik. The chulah the Achim had to give up and say, Yosef tzaddikayo, we're sorry, you were right. But this was a test. They didn't want to kill him. So we'll put him in the border of Rashi. If the snake bite him, it's a Rashi. If the snakes don't bite, and the Gemara says that snakes, even if they don't bite, when someone falls into the body, every time they attack. This is the reason we even wash them in. And we don't have the time, maybe someone managed to pull them out. Because it's a chazok of adoy, you cannot be like women. So the snakes didn't kill Yosef. Look, Yosef is paralytic. Pull them out. The Torah says, you're right. Yosef is a tzaddik. Although, maybe today the snakes are sleeping. Maybe it's made that crowd, I'm tired. I'm not just in Ishtadri. Although the nest didn't happen near the eyes. It happened 20 amos under it. You like me, saw the nest. Although they shouted and raided. You know, today in the new stores, they have special people. You know, you have to pay special money. The chocolate will be exactly where your eye goes. They have different mumchim, where to put the ketchup, where to put this out. And you pay different money. Everyone sees everything in the store. But it's not glass where your eye hops. Doesn't shout to the rain. Then in Chazal, the nest has to be shout to the rain. The Bersuma Nisa of Chanukah, if you put it in the Nala Meres in Abba, I thought you will see them in Nairo. Although the Zayish can shout to the rain. We want the Nasir of shout to the rain. The Nala Meres told you the Tzushtol from the Gemara. And they did the Achim, even if they saw the nest, aber nicht gewinn, schau dir mir eine! Das selbe Sach, mir kann ich nicht mehr oder mal, wenn ich die Mama, even wenn ich sie sehe, aber nicht schau dir mir eine! Why? Why take in mir kann ich nicht? Needs to be a matter of schau dir mir eine. Why all the mitzvahs don't need to be in schau dir mir eine? The answer is, was die gewinn gewonnen? Und das sollte, dass die gewonnen, Ritz said, to write al keren ha-shoyer, אין לנו חלק ונחלו באלוהי ישראל. קיצו לכם על קרן השוער, אז הם משתבו בגדר, אין לנו חלק ונחלו באלוהי ישראל. What is קרן השוער? סוג שוטים לנפושת. One פשעה they say, stop, in the old days, instead of cars, they had שוור. Big crowd. Instead of cars, so then they had big posts. The one that people will write on all the cows, אין לנו חלק ונחלו באלוהי ישראל. The different פשעת, I'm Karen Ashari. I'm late Gilbert Gazan, he was in the British Museum. He saw that they, from the time of the Yavonim, they had their bottle for a baby. Well, they give little babies to drink. In the old days, they didn't have bottles. They would take a Karen Ashari, they would make a hole in the edge, and this would be a bottle for the baby. The pshat is, even when the baby is born and he's drinking from a bottle, like we put pictures of the baby around the baby's bed, they wanted that the bottle of the baby was shrouded at them, אין לנו חלק ונחלו באלוהי ישראל. לא תדע פשט את זה. The כוח when you want him is given how it looks. Put signs all over. Make a campaign. From the time the baby, you wash it over. You make it like that. You brainwash it like that. Yeah? Till the night that the kid changes over. This was the כוח of the Yavoni. Alatun, Alatun, Nakharitya, Nakharitya. And God says, I bought him the bushel. This is the death of the Yazami. How you make the khawar of the Yazami? Full fakir. Tamam nizakh. All of the mitzvahs in the Torah, you have a mitzvah that we do to show different people. I don't know what you're taught, you do for yourself. Don't try to show off. Even if somebody says, Megillas Esther, take 10 people, and you don't have to do it. The only mitzvah is you put it outside and you go back home. Megillas Esther, what you stay in shul. I heard some people like it inside also. Also, any kind of thing, you change it, they give you like outside. The Muslim shot, you go outside, you put them in the oil, and you go back home. So for who you did it? For who you did it? Shame that the wife didn't go out. One of the reasons the ladies don't like, because Kvura was not a Pnina. And time to think about it, they live outside. There's a reason they say in America that they light inside, the ladies start to light again. Why not to throw them out? Because that's the Pnina, they shame it, who's safer? Kvura was not a Pnina, who's safer? And the money is that Chazal cannot give a mitzvah, he showed mitzvah to do in the sea. That's the chesed of the Chalikah. Outside. That's the chesed of the Chalikah outside. So what is that? Not only that, you're good at knowing mitzvah, if you have to do it, you have to do two. Mepnei achshav. Mezuzah, you know, some houses you come, you don't see the mezuzah, they tell you it's inside the door. It's no achshav. Now, in shul also, you know, chutz in the house, it's good to do one in the shul. People make a zabrocha in the shul. Yeah, some people even do it on the chorus. But the ulam, what's the achshav? What's the achshav in there? Tamot nidach. Tamot nidach. What's the achshav in there? What's the achshav in there? This is the milchon in Ethiopia. The way to break Yovanus Fakir, to make a Ruach HaKdusha, Ruach HaKdusha, to show everyone we Kodesh. That is the only way to make Milchemes Yovan. Milchemes Yovan, the way to make Milchemes Yovan is Shalt HaBeyayne. It's not enough to say Pirsum Elise. We want that people will see in their eyes where they go. Shalt HaBeyayne. So not going to Shalt HaBeyayne. But I want to be mad with a stick of war. So what is that? If you ask a friar, what's the Givet on Chanukah? Go on the street and ask a friar, ask a taxi driver, what's the Givet on Chanukah? And you know, they found the oil and it's looking for 8 days. So the every friar will answer the shayla. If you open Al-Anisim, I refer to the Memat Isiyu, Ben Yechon, and Kohen Godel, Chashmanoi, Kshon, the Malchus Yodon, and Rishon, Amcho Yisrael, Ashkichon, Terosecho, Rapes, Rivon, Dantos, Dino, Nokantos, the Kmosom, Osal, the Gibbon, and Halosh, 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 that in Tfilah, he looks to Yidora, and asks what HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped us. What looked nice in Beit HaMikdash doesn't mean in Shmonesre. That's because of the light of the candle. And when Yidora, when you manach bin Lechom, he looks to in Tfilah. Don't say the Tfilah, when Yidora, don't say anything. But Reb Chaim Shmuelevitz Gizog, one of the nicest verses of Reb Chaim Shmuelevitz. Reb Chaim Shmuelevitz said the following. If you go to a room, and you see a lady have to take a little baby, and she's cleaning her, you're not sure if this is the mame or the helper of the help. How do you know if it's the mame or the helper? You see, when she finishes, before she goes to the next kid, if she puts him down and she starts to clean the next boy, you know this is the helper. She picks him up, she gives him as a kush with a hug, then we'll visit up to the mame. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised to save us. He promised to save us. He promised, Shelo yiti shtokach mipi zaroi, sidorav toche. Sometimes he does it because he has to. And sometimes he does it because he wants to. When Kadosh Baruch Hu saved us, the Yimei Chashmonaim, could be he had to. We can't have Shichachat HaTeret. Shalei Tishtokach Mipizahu. How we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu saved us because he has to, or that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to? The Neir of Chanukah Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to do. 3 years it managed without Beit HaMikdash, another 8 days. The greatest kasha at Shannon Thomas Ezechet, genug still that Kadosh Baruch Hu could have made it out different way. Why Kadosh Baruch Hu made this nest? He wanted to show, I love you, King Malach. This is what he wanted to show us. The minute when we go around the world, the thank you is on the nest. The thank you is not in the oil. That he saved us. Zeyti Biyarenski Zerosecho. Not in the nest. Not even it. Or that we want to know if it's because he has to, because he wants to. The candles show us he wants to. He likes us. He loves us. ואחר כך באו בונחו להגדיר ביתךו והדליקו נרס בחסד קשךו. דמוס, we felt like בונחו. We felt like בונחו. So when we're going around the world, we're telling everyone, we're a kindle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in the nest? He showed us ein zach. The little oil could light for another zach. I want to come to the Nekuda where I want to say. And Chanik is a modern zach, and I'm sure everyone had it shver over in life a couple times. So I'm modern halach in Chanik. Hadlok yoyis in mitzvah. You look at the tzad and tefillin, halach yoyis in mitzvah. You put it out in the head. If it moves on davening, halach yoyis in mitzvah. You put on a mezuzah, and it fell. Kriya, it's a mitzvah. I put on tzitzis, and it fell itself. You heard such a zach in the world? Here's a mitzvah to light the heaven up. The mitzvah, we need it to light the heaven up. But I don't know, it's a mitzvah. If you do it, not it. I'm on the zach. The Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kum zu yedal eina el chanike. And he tells you, sidon nes fun chanike. What is the nes fun chanike? Shalter eina. Ruach the Kedusha! Even if a person is sick, Ramazan, he has to go to sleep 10:30. Because it's your money to leave this Medrash 10:30. And that's the difference, that's the gap of your money. 10 people leave, 20 people leave, so the number 30 also leaves. That is your money. Nothing even the gap from your money. Nothing, just everyone, no. Someone comes late 5 minutes, someone gets another 5 minutes, that is your money. Even if you're sick, it's not the portion that you can leave. Even if you're tired, it's not the portion that you can leave. We put the hands in the head and stand up for half an hour trying to come out. But that's the question. What's the chiyu? And it's the most never shall tell it. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says a gewaldig zach in Chanukah. Hadloke oise mitzvah. Hadloke. And tell it, it's not like anything else. I'm not asking you to be successful. I'm not asking you to know Shas. Hadloke oise mitzvah. You light it. I'm promising it will light for 8 days. Although you have to light it, even if you have a little bit seichel, even if you have a little bit witzlesh, even if you have a little bit kishroinus, even if you have a little bit yudias, over as the kunst to learn, in the ganze shtankai, Kadosh Baruch Hu promises it will light for 8 days. Ki teiru mitzvah v'teiru, ki no mitzvah v'teiru oil. That is unzere teiru, that is unzere tafkit. These days of Chanukah, these are the days of Adlok Yoyis and Mitzvah. These are the days of Adlok Yoyis and Mitzvah. I was in a place this week, where Chavit Chochem speaks. He said, give us a drosha. Oh, the Gdeli Adol, the full massive. And he said, last week, Klein is Kansas, Mamash Boyd in Given. Vikesh Yaakov Leishev Bishalva. Oh, my Kadosh Baruch Hu, L'dayim L'tzadikim, Hashem Etzaber, and L'osid Lomoy, and Mevashim L'eshev B'shalvo. What's it, B'shalvo? No, Metzapim L'eh. Oh, you know, a little bit comfortable. Avesh Lech. Avesh Lech. So we can follow the kids. A person is down in, I don't know how you call it, under the ground, where you take the diamonds, and he came to this place, and he's there for 10 hours, he managed came to the place that is real diamonds and gold. Every shovel is 20, 50 billion. Dollars, America. You can't see it. It's dark. It shrouds. You don't see nothing. You could feel like it's stones and dirt. But you know, every shovel is 20 to 50 million. Million. It's shvitzy though. And you know you're going up in 5 hours. And this person calls up upstairs, you know, so this is shvitzy. Maybe you can send me up as a napkin. This is sugar. Because that's comfortable here. Maybe you could put an air conditioner. You have time to think about it? Maybe it's more gishmak. What is that convenient to do? In this world, sometimes it looks dark. It looks schwarz. But it's only a question if they have the feeling. If you have the feeling, and you have to know, I feel very nervous today, I'm just sharing my feeling. You have to know, there's no nisoyah to sit and learn. There's no nisoyah to sit and learn. No Nisayan Bichlal. You know what is a Nisayan? This is what I remember the Nisayan. You know what is a Nisayan? To try to feel that it's a shovel of diamonds. I don't think if I was sit with one guy and I'll say, if you bend down now, you could think $1 million, $1 billion, everyone will jump down. Is it time you'll think twice? that my great-great uncle is coming to Mount Hermon to meet. I have to see him. I have to start. I'm a bit tired. $1 million. If you want, you don't have to come. People will be pushing like to the dining room. And what is dog left? This is a chicken. I see the same person, he's pushing for a piece of chicken. But by now he has 5 minutes to stand outside the shmuz. Why the chicken he can't stick outside for 5 minutes? What is the chicken? The only sign is, and nothing, I know all the people here don't push after the chicken and they come to learn. But I'm just telling you my angosha. It's not only soya to learn. And you know, I'm not sure if you'll get even a psul in the map if you have any soya. Because the person has to allow himself, resist the Seyre, the lichtig is the Seyre. As the hotel feeling, you learn of the Meile. No one can stop you. Who can stop you learning? Say, as a youth, you be pushing to learn. Some people are not holding this Madrege. Mr. Hashem, they will come to that Madrege. I will say that. First, only if you're like a Yoho. Only if you're a Yoho. You miss one day. Only people do this shlech. On the Tzad Sheni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us these days that Tzlach of Tzatok. So jump in! These whole days of Chanukah have long in Oys and Mitzvah. Have long in HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises. So people will have this feeling, Yechodesh Kun Tzofik, tonight we'll finish everyone will live for 2-3 hours. Even if you don't feel like that, do it! And then the feeling comes. It doesn't take a long time. It doesn't take even more than a week. If you learn in that way, so if you have a model, I'm just saying my feeling. You have a model of them gozu. Moses says, "La'olam yasek adam b'teilu v'mitzvah shalei lishma, shemitoch shalei lishma bo lishma." Like if I see everyone learning shalei lishma, and the violin, no one came to lishma. Where are the people? La'olam yasek adam b'teilu v'mitzvah shalei lishma, shemitoch shalei lishma bo lishma. I want to tell you the answer, and I'm telling you, if you do it, you learn it lishma. This is what I heard from people. It's myself, but I heard from people. If you do it, you learn it lishma. It's one little thing you have to do. Mamash HaKlein Lizach. We have a mistake. We think we'll learn shalom lishma. And one day the lishma will fall down somewhere. It will never come. But the difference is, it's a tere shalom lishma and it's a tere lishma. The most important learns lishma and never stops in the middle for 5 minutes. Never every 5 minutes goes out to shmuz. Doesn't stop to look at something. Bechule, bechule. He says, the nerd. A person says, the chodesh can be geschmack from lishma. Chodesh. You're right. Aber learn shalei lishma, and tell shalei lishma, bo lishma. But you have to learn exactly the same thing that a person that is learning shalei lishma would learn. Don't go ask your question. Tell shalei lishma, bo lishma. I will dance outside, and tell shalei lishma, bo lishma. I will eat, tell shalei lishma, bo lishma. If you learn, tell shalei lishma, bo lishma. Ra'al chayei amen. Adar learn and that normal is lishma. If you do it shalei lishma, tell shalei lishma, bo lishma. Take Chanukah. Chanukah is life to take. It's a lot of benach zoli. It's a lot of life to take. And we say, never should they do it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it to life for 8 days. And again, the Kuzer and Tafkid is, shout to the Eine. This is our Tafkid, to show. To show to the world. Ich liebe Merlin. I like learning. I'm feeling the learning. And when to Hashem, we will have in the Siyat HaDishmai. And she'll be going to Shikavah.
In the sugya over there, the Rashbam and the Rashi, when they master the sugya, they say that the Gemara said that Nevi'im Mitzakim Akol Parim Vitayim Akol Parim Vitayim Akol Parim Vitayim is the Gomu, which is the Yudches, and Akol Parim Vitayim is that you have the Rechid to say how should you get redeemed. So it's mashma that it's the same thing, and it's mashma it's Medivik Abolik. So, but it's against what the Ma'ariv Mishnah was signing. What the Ma'ariv Mishnah was signing is that he's being told that to be correct of the very nervous, that was with the reserve. And the Rashbam and Rashi is mashmah that even the kerei is very nervous. That's also medivin avinu. So in order to answer the Ma'ariv Mishnah, it is a shita for high going. That's mashmah the pasuk from Mashir Yerachem and following. Well, Pesach, the night in Pesach, we know that we say Gula Gadol. We say the Amhal. So Rabbi Goni Paskins, and this is Rabbi Malacha, which we don't say the Bracha of Ashik Rishonu by Gula Pesach Mugia Gadol. And Lechayer, he said with Baiter that the reason is because this is Amhal Ashir. So the Rav makes a chiluk between the two. He's saying the fair is mashmah. There are two kinds of halves. There's one hal called the hal of shir, and there's another hal called the hal of kriya. A hal of shir, you know that is mitzvah kavod. But a hal from kriya, that's the real mitzvah sefer. And the fact this what the Rambam was trying to bring out, that the hal of kriya. And in fact, when he brings down the Yud Ches, he does not bring down the Avlish Gula Pesach by the Agadah, and he passes in the Lulav that you don't bench the Bracha by Halal of Kriya, by Gula Pesach. So Lamaisa, you have the very good, so we answer the Rashbam, the Rambam, but you have still a problem with the Magen Mishnah. You have the Mabek between the Rashbam and the Rambam. So, To answer up, and say that's the whole the same thing, there is a Shittas Bahag, which I've been dealing with the Farish. With the Farish Dag Gemara, which I brought down before, which I mentioned before in the Arif Sotan. He meant that the Gemara was talking about, Akol Meri Gatarik Vakol Sotan Tzara, Akol Meri Gatarik, which is the Yud Ches times, the Regal, Pesach, Sukkot. That's what they said. That's what they said. But a kol tzor b'tzara, a kol tzor b'tzara, and a person should have a tzor, and should he get redeemed, he should say how. His mashakim is washing that, so all things materials are shows, you don't have to do it. So, there's a query, what kind of how is this? If it's a how from Yud Ches, why shouldn't you tzachim then? It's not a shows. Elamai, it's mashakim from the Shittas of Ahag, that Tzahal of Shira, and the Rav is right in the Ramban. The Ramban is Mazdir, the redemption from the Sancheret. That even the same, the time of Sancheret against Chesgiel, he says that you should say Halal, do me to the Lord Pesach. If it's doing to the Lord Pesach, doing to the Lord Pesach, meaning it's a Halal of Shira, Nishta Halal from Kriya. So it's like you can tell this verse in the Magen Mishnah also. The Magen Mishnah was saying it when he was saying that they were being on the side to say how, but they were not committed to the deris. So in essence, they were not committed. So that could be the deris cipher. It's not a steer. The problem here because the rebbein tam, the rebbein tam shem, the rebbein tam, he brings up the cipher in all this that shevach tefillah and how am I going to meaning that if you don't say complete halal, then you're all ventured. You're all make a bracha on it. So, with that view, it has, yeah, you have a problem because the master is shredish, or shredish, you don't complete the halal, it's chazi halal. So how do you say it? So the chazi said that the very time passed to say because he knows that the whole reason why we say a bracha on the Shchodesh is Machin Smidik, not the Teres Din. Maybe you shouldn't say, you should not say a Bracha Hal. But, so, the not convenient between a Hal from Kriya and a Hal from Shira is a Hal Kriya is just like anything Kriya. And anything Kriya, either you say it, and you say that, say with the Bracha, if you don't complete it, in fact, you know what I'm saying. And Hal from Shira, Halal from Shira, you can bench even without saying a bracha. Even though you don't complete the halal. I, no matter why you're going to face it, So the Achrenu Masber, the reason is, and Yerushalmi Masber, the reason is because you Masik him. Between the few different times, and like the mother has Masber, that's only Kikarim Am.
Understand, why are we doing it?
But the whole point we have going with the Torah, that doesn't make sense to us. And then it's tired. But don't think that I'm thinking like this, and you don't understand. No, you don't understand. I force myself to understand. I don't mean it's not easy. I don't mean it's not a nice thing. I have the same problem that everyone has here. I don't know what we'll be. But the first thing is, let someone else to be the Koyach. Let someone else to be the Amalek. In the time of my body. And then how to Zalek should not be able to. Zalek not be able to. Not be choice. Not be choice. But we ourselves, in this climate for a dual Mechon. The reason we don't do it, if they hold it to Sakara for working it, you do a Mechon. If you do a Mechon, you make it even if there's no chance to do it. When you make a Mechon of the Yehonim, it's not going to get out if you hold it if you don't have a mistake or not. If you don't have a mistake, I have a son, that means it's partial of the Adam Khan Kareyevsky, but the bottom of the thing that if you don't have a mistake, could be the touch of Ryan and Yahweh. So the person thinks that if you don't have a mistake, could be the son of Yahweh. It's basic. It's basic. That's why you're Khan Kareyevsky. I don't know. But this is my style. I'm not saying I don't understand, but I listen to you and I don't understand. I just don't understand. But the exam, not as long as there's no chance that the world could have, come out. There's no way and the truth will stay. This was in Yoga, you have to make a big coach. Now if this goes to things that this is the kind of the ground itself, we could think it's wrong. We could think it's wrong. I'm not declaring meaning to speak here, yes to feel that, I'm not doing those garbage about size of people to do it, because we should not shit all okay with it. But this is a good thing. I want this to explain, what did you say? We live in Tkufas. We live in Tkufas of Dizachim, we live in Tkufas of Shegum, but I don't live in Tkufas. I feel a friend with everyone. I feel a friend with everyone. I'm just about to share with you feelings that the Taylor has to think. The Taylor has to think, I don't understand, I don't think it's practical, it's not my mindset, out of that. The first thing is, if they don't feel that it has to be done, they have to go to a Mechama where there's no chance. Because the Chaim says, if I think it's a Milchoma and Ruchmiya, I have to take a gun, a knife, and start to try to cut the Russian army. Only so to do that all the time trying to cut. No, I don't raise the mic of the Chaim Reza. But again, I'm not thinking on the point, I just want to show you my feelings. We came to the Chaim Reza, and the Tzolei Ador made a show, how to be a Milchoma, when the Shiach was good. They made a show, like 500 big blonde people, you know, like Rob mentioned, you couldn't, you know, with boxes on their hands, you know, and they got to be big sticks with knives, and they had a king brother standing there, and the king brother started and said, Mira Isha, Shakira Isha, Yoshua Baker. 100 people went. Mira Isha, Shakira Sade, 150 went. Mira Isha, Shakira Sade, 150 went. That's 300 big jobs. Because the Kumit came down and said, Me or each, I know that we're not a labor of Nazir, it should be other. And everyone turned away. But to give even any plain mention, the Kumamish bent over and he had like a big sign on him, Chofetz Chai. Chofetz Chai. And the show finished, like everyone clapped and the screen went down. So when the Tenth Night of Chaimoyza and Chaimoyza said, Rechoi! Why didn't he finish the last paragraph of the movie? That it was a triangle and he went to war. And then he finished. He said, the whole show is right. And the last piece is that it was a triangle and he went. This is Umbra Ashtot of the Adair. The man hurts me. I'm telling you, it hurts me. It hurts me to feel it. I didn't think that I was around him. I don't want to talk to go out. I think this is not a clear together, but I want to start understanding it. I'm looking at myself. I also have a gut bullshit. I have. I also have my laugh of all these people that told me again. I said, let's do it. I have looking at myself. I just don't know how to work them. I said, I don't know how to. I don't need English to become. And what's all about? You remember there, Uzi Ashtobu, when we're standing in Chanukah, the Ashtobu in the Beira has to be not in Israel. You're not ready, wait to decide, wait to see how things will follow. I'm not coming here to ask no one to do. But don't get rid of Gehra, don't be Chanukah. Don't get rid of Gehra. Let someone else to be a Molech. All the young hates Klal Yisrael. There is one Goy that we chase in the Oyel Goy. He's called a Molech.
because he was refused to notify. Notify! We had different people to do the job. They never was wrong thing of the command work. I'm not telling you what I'm holding your time. I mean, every day, till the last 2 days, I answered at least 100 signers and did an important thing on my phone. And the time that I did the taxes back and forth. Over 100. I don't know what to do. Then I was thinking to myself, she was talking, what does I need some? I also had this feeling. Then I was thinking to myself, but remember a year ago, you know how much you learned in any taxi? You know how much I had stolen to learn that back and forth in Shiva. All this stolen among the Mahutu. You never know what to do, I think. Again, I'm not saying that, well, this is not, I don't think that the Sikh of Chanukah is the place to speak about this thing. And I'm not speaking about this. Just I'm sitting in a Hamish and Nasir. I feel very well down. I get up, I'm getting a present, I'm doing the windmill today, every month, don't say that. The first time when I came to speak to him, he told me that we went together with, the night, we were talking can see, we a couple, we went together, so the whole night we were together. And he told me, the first thing he told me is, well, why do you ever say Didi? Well, you ever say Didi? I told him, Shad. So he told me, Shad, you need to look at, as Yitzchak brought Esau, give me the man of the Rech. Well, Shad, you want to bench your son? He asked me, son, give me supper, I'll bench you. But so when a person gives someone, you become a shooter. So I'm a shooter. So this means I don't want to speak about these things. I'm just sharing with you feelings that I'm feeling with myself. I think this is not so that we have to look at these things. We have different people to make better comments. We have different people to make the joke. I can tell the joke already. I can tell the joke also. I was just saying, yeah, I think my son is only not going to be Mishmanaz or Huber. Because they don't want that joke, they're going to marry me out. But they don't have to say a joke. We don't have to be the ones. We have to be the ones who's following the model. We have become the number of 200 guests. There have been no Margolis and Rabbi Chodzer crying. What? 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 Okay, when you talk about other ones, please, but I would ask for Gary Clyde to say something.
Trying to make me a yeshiva shirt, more yeshiva shirt every year, and talk it, I'm moving in that direction. But by the same token, I do come from a different place than maybe a lot of you do, and maybe I speak a different language than a lot of you do. And tonight, I'm going to have to fall back to the language that I grew up with, that I feel most comfortable with. The hour is late. Let's get right to the business at hand. This is actually the serious one. I'm really here for one reason tonight, and that is to say thank you to this man right here, Nissen Kaplan. Rabbi, you should know. You should know that I am taller than you.
You sure what you said.
But in my eyes, you're a giant. It is also no coincidence that it is Hanukkah, whose meaning stems from the Russian Chanukah Samisbeach, which means dedication. Rabbi, who is dedicated to the Torah and its students like you are? Hashem should give you a bracha shlema to go weiter and weiter lahagdil Torah v'yadir. We are now holding in Hanukkah, a time that we dedicate ourselves to that which we are dedicated to that which we hold valuable and dear, to that which we love, Hashem, His Torah, and His rabbis. The Greeks, however, gave supremacy to man and his prowess, both physically and intellectually. After the Mesiba, I'm going to give it over in Yiddish. The Greeks gave chasidus to that which is Teva. The Jews, on the other hand, were based on principles that were Lamayla Minat Teva. It was Teva versus Lamayla Minat Teva. There was a rub. And a lot of Jews were swayed to the other side, towards the glitter and the worldview of Greek philosophy. It was okay to be Jewish as long as it didn't include obedience to Hashem and His Torah. Today, society at large is not so different. In fact, it is one that I myself grew up in. Baruch Hashem, for the past 12 years, I've been sitting and learning in Eretz Yisrael. But from 1961 to 1993, as a Jew who wore a yarmulke and who loved Yiddishkeit, I grew up in a society that was very attractive, filled with glitter and misconception. I just want to tell a quick couple of stories that will hopefully make a point. In 1976, when I was 16 years old, I was in 10th grade in the Yeshiva High School of Atlanta, Georgia. At that year, hit a milestone. I was appointed the captain of our basketball team. A little context before I continue with the story, because an unbelievable thing happened to me that year. There's a pasuk that when Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Sinai, he ain't karen or panav. Zok the pasuk says Rashi, Moshen karnaim shalor mazik bolik kamin karen. Now some of you may know that Michelangelo made he was a sculptor, and he made a sculpture of Moses with horns coming out of his head. This is true. It happened. With that in mind, I get back to the story. In Atlanta, unlike New York, we played other basketball teams, small private high schools, that were also devoutly religious in other religions. Atlanta is in the Deep South, and we played schools who were not necessarily white, were not necessarily educated, and were not necessarily sensitive to my preference of religion. We went to Newnan, Georgia, and we walked into a gymnasium where we were the only white people there. Sheila High School. We walked in, And it's, as some of you may know, it's a ceremony before the game starts, that the captains from each side come to the middle of the court, they shake hands, and the referees, you know, go over some of the rules of the game. So we go to half court, I shake the hands of the two other players of the other team, and the referees are going over some of the rules of that particular place. And then one of the guys on the other team looks at me seriously, and he says, "What did you do with your horns?" Now, I was ready for a little bit of a laugh and shake hands and go back and start the game. No one laughed. The referees even looked at me, waiting for a serious answer. In 1976, Newman, Georgia. I looked seriously back at them, and I said that we take off our horns before the game. They said, "Great, play ball." This is my favorite, to grow up like this. You can have more about colors, I'll tell you. Baruch Hashem, even though I grew up in a challenge of Hanukkah, and Baruch Hashem, a miracle of Hanukkah happened to me, as I stand here tonight as a liar. In 1990, I met a great, great man, a very famous man here in Eretz Yisrael, who was visiting America, and I ended up becoming close with him and helping him in some of his projects. His name is Rav Yitzchak David Grossman. Maybe some of you know him. He's the chief rabbi in Migdal HaEmek, and he's had hashpah on thousands and thousands and thousands of Israelis. A tremendous hashpah. He was one of the most famous people like this in all of Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yitzchak David Grossman tells me a story that I think captures a very, very, very deep point that we all have to know. Sof, we all have to know what is the bottom line of a man. Rav Yitzchak David Grossman was called up to Migdal HaEmek in 1969. And he started changing things. Had a very big impact. In 1973, when the Yom Kippur War broke out, a lot of Israeli soldiers were killed almost immediately in those first couple of days. And Rav Yitzchak David Grossman was called to the front lines to speak to about 500 soldiers before they were going to go out to fight that day. But he said, David Grossman tells me the story. He gets there, and he sees that on the list of speakers, first there's a comedian who's going to go, and then he said, David Grossman is going to go. First there's a comedian, Israeli soldiers have already been killed, and then he said, David Grossman is going to go speak. He said, David Grossman goes up to the comedian, and says, "Maybe I could go say a few words for a second, then you go, then I'll go." Ishtabach Shemo, go. Rav Yitzchak David Grossman goes up in front of the soldiers, and he says, "A lot of your friends have already been killed. Some of you today are going to be killed. Do you want to hear jokes? Or do you want to say Shema Yisrael with me?" The comedian never went on. This is Sof, a man. The kids are to close. I was in America after Tisha B'Av this past year visiting. And a Jewish friend of mine pulled me aside to tell me something that he thought was very important. He told me what a mistake I was making raising my children in a closed society, giving them almost no chance in life. As he was talking, I was saying to myself that this guy had never once stepped into a taisus. and surely had never met Nissen Kaplan. I then had a deep realization that the Jewish people have a secret that most Jews don't even know about. It's a place. It's a place where it all happens. Adventure, suspense, discovery. It's the base medrash. It's the base medrash. It's the place with true meaning given to us by the creator of all meaning. It's the place where if you know how to turn it on, information becomes revelation. Where true friendships develop. It's a place where a Talmud develops a relationship with a Rebbe. And a Rebbe develops a true kesher with a Talmud. It's a place where we all have developed a relationship with this Rebbe. A Rebbe who loves and does not stop loving no matter what we do. Ashreinu. How fortunate are we to have a Zal Rebbe. And how fortunate are we that this Rebbe has a Zal Rebinson. May Hashem give us all a bracha to mekayim the prayer Gal Einai Va'abita Niflois Mitaretzecha. Shalom.
Even if it's a little bit. I'm going to say,
that the Magen Sfarim said, this is a Gemusa, and it was getting late, but should happen, and I know that the Eagle I also paid it. The same the Goyen says that, the Goyen says, Ichlu Belachmi Vishu Begeni. The Goyen says that if you pay it, a Goyen should pay it, it was like food. A Goyen, Musa, was like drink. Not the Goyen, when you eat, you become thirsty. When you drink, you don't become hungry. People know that that Goyen is a gate of Tashmuth now, you don't become hungry. If you sit and eat, you become thirsty. This is thinking as soon as you drink, you will not become hungry. That end, nothing that drinking. Nothing that drinking. If I know that we like Chayim and Kirdor and Shabbos, and El Shabbos and Emoti Shabbos. And Chayim is, when to write Emoti Shabbos? It's different shittas. But when you get on Emoti Shabbos, we light candles very, very late. After, night, so it's not different shittas. And his kids came over to him and they asked him, Tazit, what's that? So he asked what is the time. So one Musach, I used to tell people that we're in this Gehov, and this Gehov told him, look, anyway, we waited on the time, but the time passed away anyway, it's not a rush anyway. So what do we rush? Let me wait a little bit more. Any Musach. Sometimes this Gehov, the kids came, and they asked him, Tazit, we're late, why are you waiting so late for the Shabbos? The Gerard told him, the timing of the Shabbos is, actually, you need to have something to do with it. By me, the Sophic, did you guys know it? By the Sophic, I'm eating 8 minutes. By the Chagig, I'm okay. By me, that I think that I'm not sure what is the time for Chagig, by me, the time of the kid. Still, this girl. One time he said, Shabbat, anyway, was the time. And one time he said, the time of the Shikur. So he talks to me, I should say, I should still, so we should be able to skill us. That was an error. Yes, he started a topic. Chazal said you have to like go to the Shia Zahab. But the Shabbos comes, no sooner. Chazal gave us to light Shia Zahab. And then Shabbos comes, we can't light. No sooner. So you can ask me everything. Hashem said to people, I'm with Nira, they're in Shabbos. Hashem said to some mitzvahs, we can't be in Shabbos. That's an issue of Kashi. Hashem gave the mitzvah and brought it into Shabbos. No, don't get it done. And the way to say, that we don't have to talk. Of the Chalikah, Chazal made a mitzvah for 8 days. And they know every time it was set in Shabbos. So yes, lastly, what Chazal did. Now they know when they attack in Chalikah that every time it was set in Shabbos. So we could say, Chazal, so what? They know that every time it's a different day. And that day you are in this, look, the latest that you could. No, no, this is not one way. Oh well, now they know that Shabbat has to come. And it has to be early Chanukah. So they said, 7 days, the time is Shia. Moshi Shabbat, the time is Tesha Shabbat. Don't even tell me who this girl. What happens with the Shabbat? Now Chazal do a view of the Shabbat early Chanukah. So the Moshi says, and Chanukah will make the time different. Okay. And then, yeah, don't be like this girl. If the time is like every week, like every day, just like all of so the time is Shia. We're only really 2 hours after Shia in the night. So. Anyway, I miss the real time. Looks from out of all night, it's the same thing. What is the deal? What do you tell me? No, maybe with the Shabbos, Chazal made the time for the Shabbos. So then we have to rush. Not the verse of the theology. Chazal spent the time for the Shabbos. When was the Shabbos? Among Shiva's days. When was the Shabbos? So the person will know that Moshe Shabbos, Rashi says in Brochus, if you see a yid, you see someone with a fire, exactly, glass of Moshe Shabbos, you see him with a fire, he's not Jewish, says Rashi. Because no Jewish person will light a fire exactly on Shabbos. Two, Rashi makes that something we need to believe, he will never light fire. So when you see a yid with fire, a person with fire, can it not a yid? A yid only lights fire on the Shabbos, she makes that something we need to believe. If Chazal would convey others who decide to Moshe Shabbos, then he decides to Moshe Shabbos, she ain't that Sophic believer. So if I mean the Sophic comes out after 3 hours, don't be the time. And if the time is this year, I anyway miss the time. So the Moshe Shabbos don't even know what Moshe Shabbos is going to kill off. The people that keep asking are going to come. Because our Shias anyway really have now had the Shia. And if the Moshe Shabbos is going to call my Chazal Sophic, so this is going to look at the time. And before we start, I also wanted to thank the soil to the nice music and music. And then, a whole thing in mind that is also talent and have it out.